Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
CARE Georgia applauds the school taking swift action against Benjamin Reese and taking his threats seriously, but the county set an extremely low bond and were very concerned that he's free, and he's been free since the day he was arrested.
Asgha Mahmood with the Council on American Islamic Relations is objecting to the bond set for a Georgia middle school teacher accused of threatening to slit the throat of a 13-year-old student of Palestinian descent. The teacher is out on a $7,500 bond, but the family says they are afraid he could make good on his threats. Mahmood points out a Muslim student who got in a playground fistfight had bond set at $12,000. Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance is defending former President Donald Trump's comments about immigrants poisoning the blood of the country by pointing to the fentanyl crisis.
It is absurd. Why do you think that Donald Trump's language is targeted at the blood of the immigrants and not at the blood of the American citizens who are being poisoned by the fentanyl problem?
Trump's repeated use of the phrase is drawing comparisons to Adolf Hitler, who accused Jews of poisoning the blood of Germany. Meanwhile, Trump is in danger of being taken off the main primary ballot. Secretary of State Shenna Bellows says she'll announce her decision today on whether the former president is disqualified for inciting the January 6th insurrection.
But I come from regular stock. And I prefer that. I prefer being around that.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas said he was a simple man in a 2020 documentary. But investigative reporting by ProPublica has found Thomas never disclosed the dozens of luxury vacations, private jet flights, helicopter rides, tickets to sporting events and stays at resorts he was given by wealthy conservative donors. Justin Elliott is a ProPublica contributing reporter.
There is a code of conduct for judges that says you're not supposed to be taking gifts that would make a reasonable person think that there was something improper going on.
Thomas is being pressed to recuse himself from cases involving Trump. Press reports have found evidence that Thomas's wife Ginny helped organize the January 6th riots and tried to keep Trump in power. New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez is blocking Senate confirmation of two Ag Department nominees. With aid packages stalled in Brussels and Washington, U.S. and European allies are considering using some of the $300 billion in confiscated Russian money to fund Ukraine. The United Federation of Teachers is suing New York Mayor Eric Adams for budget cuts and allegedly inflating the cost of caring for asylum seekers. Adams' approval rating has crashed amid a surge of migrants to New York and an investigation into whether his campaign accepted illegal donations from Turkey. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani is filing for bankruptcy following an order to pay nearly $150 million in a Georgia civil defamation case. The man, once known as America's mayor, cited his experience as a federal prosecutor when falsely accusing two election workers of vote fraud.
I know crimes. I can smell them.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.